And welcome back to another episode of Leaning with Jeff. I hope everyone is having a lovely start of the week. I hope you guys did have some fun during reading break. I know it was only about 2 days, but I think some classes did cancel their Friday because they had some other schedules going on that day. I had my Friday off as well, so I had an extra day to work, actually, because I took up most of my reading break working and doing homework, preparing for final papers. Today's weather is not the best, I'd have to say. It is a little bit cloudy, a little bit chilly. I feel like the weather has gotten really, really cold within the couple weeks ahead. And so I hope everyone is staying away from getting sick. I know that right now is a time where you can get sick pretty easily. Colds are going around. I haven't seen anyone who's gotten the flu or heating up or getting COVID. So I really do hope that everyone is staying safe. Wash your hands and, you know, please stay away from being sick, because right now is an important time to kind of get your condition up. Exams are coming in, papers are coming in, work, you know, it's coming to the end of the year. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of events, a lot of gatherings that will happen right now, this time of the year. So please stay safe, please stay healthy, and I'm sure that we can all end this year on a successful, happy note. For today's episode, I will be discussing a K-drama, actually, I have recently watched. As you guys all may know, I do a lot of rom-coms. This is, I'd say, slightly in the romance genre of a drama, but I've learned a lot of key things in this drama that I'd like to share in my radio for you guys today. I will also be shouting out some events that are going to go on in CITR and Discorder. I will also give an overview of what we do, what we have to offer, because I do feel like many, many people can benefit from the resources and all the events that we have to offer for everyone. I will also be talking about some places to eat. You know, I feel like right now is a time where we sometimes neglect our diets and meals. And I feel like if we are to be successful in the things that we are working towards right now, eating is a very, very critical component to making that goal successful. And so I will talk about some of that. And then I will end off with a couple songs that I've been listening to for the past month, I'd say. You know, I feel like a lot of my audience knows that I am not the type of person that listens to a lot of songs. I usually choose between a very limited amount of songs and just put it on repeat, listen to it throughout my whole 4 hours of transit every single day. And so I will be sharing some of that. I will also be continuing on with the interview segments. But for now, I feel like there are a lot of people, being busy with their own schedule. And so recruiting people is not an easy job. But if you guys want to hear interviews, I did one last week with Royal Canoe. It went very successfully. They were an awesome, awesome band. Please go check them out and just wait until I do some more interviews. I know I do love doing them. I feel like that's one of my passions as well, just learning about different perspectives, different opinions. But before we get on to today's episode, let's get through some ads and some PSAs, and I will meet you guys in a sec. Here we go.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
3:30 to the Nod Rush Show. What's your idea?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
MRG presents Garrett T. Willie at the Wise Hall, performing his debut album, Same Pain. This 23-year-old from Kingcome Inlet offers the world something it has genuinely been missing for a while, a contemporary take on hardscrabble blues and the purest, rawest rock and roll. Don't miss Garrett T. Willie's show at the Wise Hall on December 2nd, and be sure to catch his in-studio performance and interview on Noise Complaint by CITR 101.9, also on December 2nd.
You want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Jeff, and this is Lean In with Jeff. I hope everyone is having a wonderful start of the week. As I mentioned, the weather is not the greatest, but I feel like it is a bit less cold compared to last week. Again, please be careful with colds. I feel like that's going around quite often right now. A lot of coughs here and there. So please be careful. Before I get on to the episode, I would also like to mention Shindig is going on tonight, 8 p.m. at Red Gate. Please, please come. For those of you who do not know what Shindig is, it is one of the main events that goes on at CITR in Discorder. It is a battle of bands events where 16 bands battle against each other, and there are judges that judge who the winner is going to be. So please come on down. It is going to be an amazing night. For those of you who love to enjoy live music, today is the day where you can come down to Red Gate and experience the live bands playing amazing songs. So a rundown of the bands that are going on tonight. The first one is going to be Ramen Fog. The second one is the Houseplants. The third one is Cat Larceny, and the fourth one is Bloom Effect. It is going to happen at Red Gate, 8 p.m. November 21st, which is today, and it'll be $10 per person. Please come. It's really, really amazing. You get to meet a lot of people. You get to meet the band. You get to meet people who are involved at CITR and Discorder, the staff members, the executives. It's a really great opportunity to meet some new people and, you know, have some great conversations, enjoy some music. If you can drink, there's a bar, so enjoy a drink and just spend the night. Not the whole night, but a portion of the night. And so Shindig is a very big event. I think there are two more nights after the one today. Today is the third or the fourth night. The next week's going to be the fifth night. And then the last one is the finale, where all the finalists come together and play. And so that day is also going to be the day where the winner is going to be announced. So very exciting. A lot of great bands. Come on down. You know, there are drinks, as I mentioned. There's going to be a merch table. So if you would like to buy merch from CITR and Discorder, or there are bands that do merch beside us. And so if you know any bands that you want to support, come on down. I believe that the midterms are finally over. I heard from one of my friends that he finished his second midterm quite recently. And so I'm sure that everyone has some sort of wiggle room to relax and enjoy some things and not get caught up too much in studying before finals come rolling around. So maybe today is a good opportunity to come down, enjoy some music, and, you know, lay low. And when finals come around, we get back on the work. We only have about 3 more weeks until the last day of classes, and then we have finals and our semester is over. I am not sure with everyone else, but I do feel that this year has gone by extremely fast. The summer went very fast. I don't even remember January till April. I think that always happens. It's just January until April. It just goes by way more faster than I would anticipate it to go. This semester was definitely one of my toughest semesters. I struggled with a lot of the time management issues, some courses. There was a lot of help that I was reaching out for, and, you know, thankfully I did get. And so I've learned a lot during this semester. I'm probably going to do an episode dedicated to all the things I've learned and tips that I possibly gained from the experience of this semester. You know, I can't believe there's only 3 weeks left. I really, really love my courses. They're really fun. I love the discussions that we do, and I'm definitely going to miss a lot of the courses that I'm taking right now. But you know what? Next semester, there's going to be some other exciting courses that are going to happen for me. And so I'm also very excited and a bit nervous about the upcoming events. So Shindig, going on again. I cannot emphasize this anymore. Please come down. It's a really, really great event. There's nothing better than to just relax, watch some music, you know, talk to some people, and just go home. Okay, so speaking of reading breaks and holidays, Christmas gatherings, you know, there were a lot of sales that were going on, and I'm sure that they're going on till right now. I'm not sure how long the sales are going to go on for, but, you know, if you enjoy shopping, right now would be a great time to. There's going to be a lot of sales that goes on in stores. I definitely got a lot of stuff, and so for a great price. And, you know, lesson that I need to learn is that a lot of the emails that I give to these retail shops send me great opportunities, great discounts, but I always end up just ignoring them or missing them, and I always, you know, end up not using it. So I guess a tip that I learned is check your emails thoroughly. I always check my emails so that I don't get that red circle on top of the email app, because I absolutely hate that. But the problem is I don't read it all the time. And so sometimes I just skim the title and move on. No, please don't do that. You might be missing some great opportunities out there to catch. You know, it might be a seasonal thing. It might be an annual thing. It might be a monthly thing. So, you know, being thorough with things that you are given is an absolutely crucial element to catching all the great opportunities that are being thrown. Okay, yeah, going into sales, you know, enjoy some stuff. I feel like there are a lot of, not only clothes, but a lot of other things that you can purchase. I'm seeing outside of the Nest that there's, you know, a lot of booths out there, either promoting clubs or different types of, I think there's drinks out there too. A whole bunch of boxes here and there. So, you know, the Nest is also a great place to come in, explore, see what we have. You know, I feel there's always things that goes on in the Nest. Some people dance, some people, you know, have booths. There's a lot of things that goes on in the Nest. So the Nest is a great place. A lot of people come in and out. It's never quiet unless it's summer break or winter break or reading break. It's a great place to study, have some food, hang around. So if you're a UBC student or not, you know, come down to the Nest. There's a lot of things that can be offered here as well. Moving on to K-drama / miniseries. I'd say the reason why I say miniseries is because it literally is only consisted of 14 episodes. I've noticed that nowadays K-dramas, at least the ones that I see, are reducing the amount of episodes that they have. I think originally it was over 20, or some went to like hundreds, but now it's in between 16 and 14, which I thought was quite short. 14's relatively shorter than I usually expect a K-drama to be. But this K-drama is called The Good Bad Mother, and it is a very sad, very deep, very happy also movie. There is romance in it. There is a lot of, I'd say, depressing moments. You know, you will get a great cry from many of the scenes in this drama. And the reason is, which is also one of the reasons why I love this drama, is because it's so realistic. And there are a lot of movies and shows that show the relationship between the characters, but a lot of it is not explicitly showing the internal feelings, the internal emotions that the characters are feeling. But as an audience, when you're watching The Good Bad Mother, you soon realize that a lot of the things that the characters are doing, whether it's exchanging dialogue or specific actions that they're doing against or for someone, all has a deeper meaning, but you as an audience are the only people that know what that is. And so when you finally realize or view that the characters now realize what you know, you break down. And so in that aspect, I think this K-drama is a very, very well-made one. It's about a family, a mother and a son, who is extremely poor. The mother's husband experienced a very tragic death, and it was influenced by abusing power, a person who's abusing power, who was a prosecutor. And in a very complex manner, the father dies a very tragic, horrible death. And so the mother's only plan is to raise her son the best she could so that he becomes a prosecutor in order for him to figure out the why in the husband's death. And so it's just about the mother playing a horrible role to the son to push him enough to achieve the goal that he needs to achieve. And the process of that is not great at all. And so that process, by seeing it, is it's just a very interesting way to kind of express love, but also, you know, being desperate to escape the environment that they are living in. And so when I say that there's a lot of misunderstanding going, is like I said, the audience knows what's going on, but the characters do not. And so the reason why the drama is called The Good Bad Mother is because the mother is shown as a horrible person, absolutely horrible person in the eyes of the sun. But as the audience, we know that she is doing whatever she's doing to her son for a reason that the son possibly will not understand until he's either old enough or explicitly told. And so it really deals with a lot of complex emotions being exchanged within the characters, the position that this family is in the society that they're in, what kinds of inabilities that they have to experience with where they live, the unfairness of the society, how power plays a role in being successful or unsuccessful in the world that they live in. And so, as I mentioned, the mother's only goal is to push her son to become a prosecutor, to gain that sense of power so he will never, ever experience the things that his mother and his father had to experience when they were younger. And so, you know, you slowly get to see that the son realizes why her mother was treating her that way, and he develops this plan to take revenge. And so I would recommend this to a lot of people, actually, this drama, because it really centers around the relationship between the parent and the child. And I do understand that not all of the relationship between the parent and the child is the same. I do believe that many parents put their best interest towards their kids, towards their children, and act accordingly to how they want to help them become a good person in society. And many of the times, even for me, I would misunderstand some of the things that my parents would do to me or ask me to do, or even some of the suggestions that they would make for me, simply because I didn't understand where that was coming from, why that was right. I always believed that there were things that I wanted to do, that I had a plan, a reasonable reason for doing something, but it seems later on that a lot of the things that my parents told me were true, and it was not coming from a bad place at all. It was coming from a great place. And once you realize that, you begin to build thankfulness towards your parents, your mentors, your siblings. And I actually value this drama because it helps you reflect on yourself as well and your own family and your own relationships. And for a piece to be that deep and that impactful, it's a really difficult process. And I think because this drama was able to achieve that, I would rate this, honestly, a 10 out of 10. It was a great, great drama. For those of you who do not like K-dramas, I think this would also be an interesting one to watch. Content-wise, you know, it's a short one as well, so it won't be as boring or, you know, not worth your time, I'd say. But yes, no, this drama was a great drama. I would definitely recommend it to many students, or, you know what, anyone who just enjoys watching dramas and all that. And the reason why I want to recommend this to students is because it tells you about balance in your personal life, balance in your academics, because what the mom fails to do to her son is create balance between him, his social life, his personal life, his academic life, his work life. And so the mother centers every single thing in her son's life within academics. So she ultimately believed that if your mind was set on one thing and that's all you did, that was the best way to do it. And although the son was able to achieve the goal, there was a lot of hurt that occurred in him as well, and later reflected on the mother. And so the idea of balance, that concept, is also a main thing that goes around in this K-drama that I think is a very important thing as well. So, if you look at it in a bigger picture, it's a very interesting drama to watch. There's a lot of relevance that builds up while you're watching it. And I think the reflection process that takes place after you finish it is a crucial thing. That should actually happen with any piece that you watch, read, or consume in any way, shape, or form. So yes, that is my take on this K-drama. Once again, if you are interested in it, please go ahead and see what it's about. If not, there are other K-dramas that are available. So for those of you who like to relieve stress with watching movies or TV shows like me, go ahead and search them up. All right, so the two songs that I have chosen for to you guys today, it was called, one is called You'll Be Back by the play Hamilton, sung by Jonathan Groff. I have been listening to this on repeat every single day for the past month, I think. And it's a really, really wonderful song. You know, Jonathan Groff is an excellent, excellent actor, a musical actor. And I think this really does encapsulate how talented he is. For those of you who do not know who he is, listen to the song, appreciate his talent, and maybe search him up on the play Hamilton. So here we go. You'll Be Back by Jonathan Groff in the play Hamilton.
You say the price of my love is not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, which you hurl in the sea when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember, we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back. Soon you'll see, you remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. You say our love is draining and you can't go on. You're my favorite subject, my sweet submissive subject, my loyal royal subject, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You'll be back like before. I will fight the fight and win the war. For your love, for your praise, and I'll love you till my dying days. When you're gone, I'll go mad. So don't throw away this thing we heard. Cause when push comes to shove, I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. Da 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 yada, da 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 yada, da 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 yada, da da da. Everybody, da 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 yada, da 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 yada, da 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 yada, da 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 da. Yeah.
That was You'll Be Back by Jonathan Groff from the play Hamilton. For those of you who did not watch the play yet, please go ahead, watch it out. It's a very, very wonderful play. Jonathan Groff, I think, stars in it around 9 or 10 minutes, and he is an absolute amazing role in this play. His singing, his vocals are amazing. And a lot of the other, you know, I'd say every single member in the play is absolutely talented. This next song that I would like to play is from the Jonas Brothers called Like It's Christmas. Another song that I have been listening to on repeat, nonstop. It's a great song. You know, Christmas is coming around. I hope everyone is beginning to decorate their house, their school, their class. I love Christmas. That is actually my favorite holiday of the year. The spirit, the happiness, the joy, the presents, the cookies, the sweets, the decorations, the lights, every single thing about Christmas is really, really fun and just positive. And I think there's nothing more positive than just celebrating Christmas with your family members, gatherings, having some fun, you know, meeting new people, the parties, the food. It's really an amazing time and an awesome opportunity to end your year with a very positive note. And I'm sure that CITR and Discorder are going to hold some sort of party or some sort of event that's dedicated to Christmas or the end of the year. And so please stay tuned. There are going to be some announcements that's going to go out. If you do not know, maybe check out the Instagram, the Discord channel, and you will be updated as well. So this song from Jonas Brothers, I actually do not listen to any Jonas Brothers songs, but I recently found this one out and I am hooked really bad. I love this song. It's great, positive. It really encapsulates that Christmas spirit into the song. And so I hope you guys enjoy it. Here we go and enjoy.
Christmas, never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list, right up at the top. I can't deny what I'm feeling inside. Nothing to think about the way you bring me to life. You make every day feel like it's Christmas, every day that I'm with you. Look at the lights twinkling bright. 24/7, every inch of Central Park is covered in white. This could be heaven, and I don't want to miss a single thing. Don't wanna put an end to all this cheer, but as long as you're with me, it's always the time of the year. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Christmas, never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list. Right. I can't deny what I'm feeling inside. Nothing to think about the way you bring me to life. You make every day feel like it's Christmas.
that I'm with you.
That was "That Like It's Christmas" by Jonas Brothers. The last song that I would like to turn on is from Royal Canoe. It's called "Butterfalls," and I hope you guys enjoy. If you guys still haven't checked out the Royal Canoe interview that I have done last week, please check it out. And here we go.
To hit the fan, the more I think on it, the less I understand. The night is over, but the moon is still a man. When I return, I hope I know just who I am. I think I'm ready for the shit to hit the fan. The more I think on it, the less I understand. The night is over, but the moon is still a man. When I return, I hope I know just who I am.
It's time.
Tilting on the deck, hold up my violin while the water's to my neck. They said we'll never sink, so I don't have to fret. My lips are the color of the sea, but I got no regret. I will play the mazurka, tilting on the deck. Hold up my violin while the water's to my neck. They said we'll never sink, so I don't have to fret. My lips are the color of the sea, but I got no regret.
It's time.
That was "Butterfalls" by Royal Canoe. I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. Please stay safe. Please stay healthy. And I will see you all next week. Bye-bye, everyone.